Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to The Real Life of Nisha D, and I am your host, Nisha D. This morning, we're kicking off our series, Love and Consequences. This is the second episode of Love and Consequences, and I have one of our fan favorites on, My Sorrow, My Sister, My Friend, Always a Lady, Yolanda. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
You know, I was happy Resurrection Sunday to you, first off.
Thank you.
I started cleaning up since 7 this morning, put some oxtails on, sauteed them, and then got them on the stove. So I was just getting like my room in order so I can have like, you know, peace and clarity. Because, you know, I had like, man, my room was a little untidy this week. But all in all, how are you?
I'm doing good. I started off doing the same thing you did this morning. I got up a little early and started tidying up a little bit and getting my dinner started for today. So, but life is life, and but life is overall pretty good. I can't complain.
All right, because you know you could be far off worse than what you really are. So we always give the creator, you know, honor and thanks for, you know, setting our path straight. You know, in this series, I thought about you, Love and Consequences, because, you know, you and I, we share a lot, and we have, you know, we're not only sorrows, but we're friends outside of the sorority, outside of social media. We are truly friends. And I had my guest Sam on 2 weeks ago, and we were speaking on love and consequences. When you think of love and consequences, what do you think of? What was your experiences on love and consequences? Because mine was a hot-ass mess.
I think everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has a story to tell, whether it's good or bad. But some of us may have more bad stories than good stories. And then vice versa, because love is out there. Everybody has their own interpretation of love, but overall we know love is a verb, which is an action word. Amen. So if you're going to use that word and just throw it out there, then there needs to be action behind it, but it needs to be positive action.
Right.
No negativity.
You know, I've started back trying to get, well, I'm out here, right? Because, you know, I'm like, Nisha, you got to make yourself available, get to know people, see where their heads are. But the minute you sit down and have a conversation with a man, it's like the 5 alarm be, ring, 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 ring. What the? Like, I ask myself, like, God, I know these are not the men you have left on this earth for us women to deal with.
Like, they got to be more in the back.
Yeah, you know, am I being pumped? You know, I wanted to share something with my listening audience. You know, of course, I had to call you and tell you. This guy, you know, he tried to talk to me before. And he tried to talk to me when he was married. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to marry a man. You are married. He was like, no, I was just trying. No, you was trying to talk to me. And I don't know. So months later, his wife passed away. God bless her soul.
Oh,
and
wow.
He messaged me. He said, hey, I just wanted to know, can I get to know you again? Can I get to know you? I said, well, you tried to get to know me the first time you were married. He was like, no, my wife passed away 6 months ago. And, you know, and I understand that everybody grieves differently. But this man was a hoe even when his wife was alive. Because the story gets deeper. Sis, it gets deeper. I call my cousin Queenie. My cousin Queenie is my favorite cousin. I know we don't supposed to have favorite cousins, right? But my cousin Queenie is my favorite cousin. She's always my go-to person because she know I pops off, right? You know, I try not to pop off, but I pops off. I said, well, do you know this guy? I'm going to say his name was Method Man, you know, for the sake of, I don't want people to Google him, you know, look him up on Facebook. This Negro was trying to talk to my cousin's sister-in-law, right? had invited her out to his house and told her he never had a woman at his house. You know, the only woman ever was at his house was his wife, which was strange because he told the same thing to me. Of course, I'm not going to no man's house. I don't feel that it's appropriate to go ask a lady to come to your house for a first date because you want to have sex, point blank, period. You don't want to get to know me, because if you wanted to get to know me, you invite me out to an open space. You know, bowling, the first date doesn't always have to be expensive.
Right.
Well, he told me the whole scene from Friday when Adele got out the car. And I was like, that doesn't even sound like, I'm going to say sister, sister. That doesn't sound like sister, sister, because that's not her, because I know her personally, right? That's my family. I was like, that doesn't sound like her. And he lied and said that she had pulled up on him and said, hey, I seen you on social media and we be messenger each other and I just want to speak to you. And she was in the neighborhood, so he say. Now, do 1 + 1 equaling 24 on this?
The red flags are already there. They were there in the beginning. I mean, you just adding on every time he says something, it's just like you add on another red flag.
It was a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you gonna give up on me before we even start? I said, well, I asked you to be honest with me. And I said, you're not being honest with me. So, I mean, I understand your wife passed away and you're healing. I'm healed already. My wife wouldn't want me to be sad, but I would feel less than a woman. God forbid I get married again and my husband and I, we just bought this brand new house. And, you know, 2 years later, he passed away. And here I am wanting to be hot pussy Nisha, invite other niggas in the house. No!
Right.
That's disrespectful, because I'm disrespecting. Loyalty is everything to me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, the loving consequences of this man is he is not real with himself, because he had a good wife and he didn't appreciate her. Because I remember when you was trying to talk to me and you were married, and he was like, no. And then he hurried up and flipped the subject. He told me I was headstrong because I didn't believe his lies. And if a man tells you this, because I know you got some stories to tell on this love and consequence.
Yeah.
But this Negro to ask me, he said, you know, I've been, because he works at the port. And the port is like a good ass job in the city, right? It's the port, you know, works on the port. They make like over $150K a year, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe more, it all depends. He was like, yeah, when I get home, I'm going to take me a hot bubble bath. And, you know, his personality was a little bit on the sweet cinnamon roll side to me. Because, you know, I've been hanging around a bunch of queens. So I know when you twirl your hand a certain way, it's just, it didn't sit right in my inner spirit. And
that bubble bath. And that bubble bath is sending me right about now. Like,
yeah, with some wine and some little cheeses, you know, and I'm just going to relax. He said, but when I get out, I'm going to put on my blue Ralph Lauren robe.
Oh.
And I'm going to have a t-shirt on, but I ain't going to have nothing at the bottom. Do you want to come over to my house?
So y'all can have girl talk? Because that's pretty much what it would be. It would be girl talk. So you're going to exchange fashion tips and hair tips and put together some outfits and all of the above? Because that sounds a little too sweet.
Yeah, a little too sweet. And it also sounds like you just want to get some cat to make sure your manhood is intact. Mm-hmm. Be who you are. Sis, what is going on? What do you feel about this love? What is the love? And what is the consequence in today's society? Because you're an expert and you're a life coach. And I needed you on here because, you know, my mind is like... these niggas here, God, I just don't know. And for me, and I'm... everybody is a nigga to me. I say nigga because everybody is a nigga to me, okay? So it is what it is on that. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, you know how the cliche goes where they say experience is the best teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your experience will make you either make you or break you. They'll make you better or they'll make you bitter. Either or. Mm-hmm. But either way, there's going to be a lesson. But me, personally, just observation, hearing other people's stories and having my own crazy experiences and stuff like that. It just seems like love is harder to find because sex is easier to get. And people, that's all they want. They want convenience. Whatever they feel at that moment is what they want to satisfy. Just like how you have a sweet tooth. All of a sudden, you know, you might be working and you're like, you know what? When I get off of work, I'm going to treat myself. I got a sweet tooth and I'm going to go get me a milkshake. It's almost like they have that craving, like, let me see whose life I'm going to wreck today. I think I'm going to call so and so and do so and so and see if I can get my way with this person and that person. I'm not looking for love. I'm just looking for whatever's convenient.
And I, when you said nobody is looking for love because sex is so convenient,
And
that
easy to
right
get.
there, it's easy. I have had this, you know, for some reason I've been meeting men who work. I met a captain, right? And nice looking guy. You know, he's tried to talk to me several times. Says, said, Kenesha, I'm gonna come to Houston. I said, okay, cool. I said, well, you can stay at, there are several hotels you can stay at, you know, and you know, we can hang out, but you know, I'm not gonna, I let's get to know each other because sex is not, you know, on my radar. I don't want to have just sex with no anyone because the consequence is. When you lay down with men, you also lay down with who they lay down with. And people don't understand that those spirits are very, those entanglement spirits are very powerful. So you got to be mindful about who you lay down with because you don't know what type of emotions these women had when they were laying down with these men. So, and they carry them spirits on to you, and you got to be very mindful of that.
Right, that is a very good point. The transfer of energy, and you don't know who they're dealing with, and that's why a lot of these men and women take on certain things. Like in the beginning, they're one this person, and then they start, you know, going out there throwing their community sex organs around and whatever like that, getting all these energies and everything from all these women and all these different men, and then they're crazy. That's why they have all these different personalities because they take on the personalities of these people that they're sleeping with. That's why they toxic. Toxic, and the crazy comes out.
And I'm like, sir, okay, so we are having a conversation, right? And I called him. I said, well, I'll call you because you know I was in closeout, right? And you know when I after I get out of closeout, I'm exhausted. So I FaceTimed him. And we were FaceTiming each other, and he's laying in his room, but he would not cut on that light. And when we were having a conversation, all of a sudden, he said, well, let me go and let me call and check on my dad, and I'll call you back. Someone was at the door, coming
Is
in the house.
the intuition, is that what your intuition told you, or you like heard the doorbell or something, or it was
How
just
about I heard a mixture of everything? And I was like, you know, and I told him, I said, before any man, when a man tries to come into my life and try to get to know me, so they say, I pray and I ask God to show me their truth. Right in the beginning, because time is the most valuable commodity that we don't have. And I'm not going to waste my commodity on a meaningless relationship with anyone. If you want to be my friend, we can be friends. I have no problem being your friend. I have no problem. Hey, let's go hang out and let's go bowl. Cool. But just know that means that we will not be being intimate. You're not going to kiss me. Don't be rubbing up all on me because you don't want what I want. So I'm not going to waste my time. I can appreciate a man who tells me I'm a hoe.
Right, because you're honest, and that gives you the opportunity to decide, okay, am I gonna still talk to this man or whatever, or how whatever ship we're going to form after this. He put the cards on the table. So the ball is in your corner at that time because you choose whether you want to move forward or not.
Exactly. And I said, well, I'm listening. He said, Kanisha, you know, I can't believe I slept on you. Like, man, you got it going on. Well, yeah, I do. Thank you. I'm not arrogant or cocky, but I said, I'm used to people sleeping on me. And I've come to, and you can adjust and testify to this, that when you're used to people sleeping on you, you get used to it. It doesn't even bother you anymore that a person slept on you, because you already know those same guys that have slept on you always come back with a sad sob hob story.
Yeah, they cut the block and they always come back. It may not be right away, but eventually they do.
And it's always, I messed up. Mm-hmm. You know what you were having. You know what I was when you met me, but you just couldn't, you couldn't handle me. Mm-hmm. So we become labeled aggressive in this love and consequence series. You know, we are labeled aggressive. Black women are aggressive. Why we got to be aggressive? Why can't we just say, hey, listen, I am not here for no BS. I'm dating with a purpose, meaning I eventually will get married one day, but it has to be with a purpose. If this is no purpose and there's nothing in there to build, I'm not going to waste your time. You're not going to waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're direct, it's a problem.
Because most of these men are not used to having a woman that has boundaries. Because we're not trying to sit here and try to show you all these things to show you that we're a good woman. If you're not what we want, we're moving on. You know, because we know what our worth is, what our value is. And if you're not serving anything that's worthy, then we're getting up from the table and we're leaving, and they can't handle that. They're looking for people or women that they can manipulate, and they see that they can't do that in the very beginning. Then that's when they start throwing out these labels. Oh, you too headstrong, you too independent, you don't listen, you don't do this. You want somebody to do all of this, you might as well get you a dog and train. Mm-hmm. Get you a dog and train it, because we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
I have stories to tell in this series. I met this this police officer, and everyone know that the majority of police officers are narcissists, because you know they have this God-given ego that's mm-hmm. over the top, and this thing was no different. He told me that I need to listen to a man. I said, listen mm-hmm. to a man. I said, how can I listen to someone who gives up false pretenses and false narratives? I said, I'm not going to dummy myself down to appease you.
Right. To boost his ego, to make him feel secure. No.
Yeah. I can't do that. And he was like, well, good luck in a relationship goals. I said, well, good luck in yours either. I said, because you're used to women for the sake of saying they have a man take your shit. I'm not her. I'm mm-hmm. not the women of your past. Like, I don't understand why these men feel that it's okay to come at a grown-ass woman and lie.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make it seem like, oh, something is really wrong with you. No, no, no. Sir, have you listened to yourself talk lately?
No, they haven't. They haven't. There's no growth. No growth anywhere. Just because, you know, you're a man, you think that you can just expect a woman to be submissive to you, whether it's, you know, in a marriage or you forming a friendship, then moving on to a relationship. It doesn't work like that. If you can't plan a date with me, a day, what makes you think you can plan a future?
Again for the church. Say
You
it for the
can't
church.
even plan, like, you want to get to know me and you want to take me out on a date. And I'm like, okay, let me know the date and time where we're going. Oh, where you pick. If I have to do all of that, I'll go by myself. You have no type of creativity, no type of social skills, no type of communication skills, but you want a woman to be submissive so you can lead her where? Lead her where? Down the rabbit hole where you at, because you got one foot in the rabbit hole and the other foot outside on a banana peel.
I don't think that they really understand
They don't get it.
that they're walking red flags. Just like a man, know, I was having this conversation with my oldest sister this morning while I was folding clothes. She went out on a date and the guy wanted her to come back to his house to stay all night with him. She was like, "No, I'm going to go home to my house." Just like a man knows who he's going to wife, who he's going to be loyal or faithful to, a woman know who she's going to give the cooch up to. A woman knows that. You don't have to tell a woman. So it's crazy. I mean, the dating pool in Houston is a hot ass mess. What up? What about over there in Sumter? What about over there? Is it because it's a small town? So it should be better, right?
It's worse here in South Carolina, honey. It is just as bad because I'm gonna just be honest, and I'm not trying to stereotype any and anybody, but I'm just calling it as I see it because this is my perspective and this is my experience. I don't even want to date anybody here locally because it's like the men that I have come in contact with, it's like they're not mentally there. Like, you're 40 and over, and I mean, you're still impressed by liquor, weed, and partying and stuff. When does it stop? I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a good time. And I'm not, pointing fingers, if that's what you do in your spare time, that's what you do. But normally, as for a woman, what you settle for and what you wanted in, say, like in your 20s, you don't want the same thing in your 40s. If your mindset hasn't changed from when you were, just getting out of high school, college, and just starting to do grown-up things, and your choice in men were, of course, different because back then we probably wanted the fun guy. We didn't care about the thug and the drinking and stuff like that. We wanted to have a good time. But now you're a woman in your 40s, and I'm 48, so I'm closer to the 50 mark. Why do I need to have a good time, smoking and drinking? What is that going to produce? You're not producing no fruit. My mindset is, is something totally different. My idea of fun is totally different from what I wanted back then. Sometimes you have to grow up. And a lot of people, they grow up in age, but not mentally.
So do you think that mental health, because I know the answer to this, but do you think mental health has a lot to do with it? Because a lot of times, a lot of men were raised by their mothers, and some mothers wasn't as good as others, right? Some have mommy issues, some have daddy issues. Do you feel that mental health plays a major part in the way these men are?
To some extent, yeah, because sometimes, I mean, you can take a man who's, let's say, relatively seasoned, maybe he's in his 40s or so, and it's like he's still hurt by that little girl that hurt him in sixth grade at recess. And it's like they never got over that. They never got over that. And then they just look at all women as, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And then, you know, they just didn't heal from their childhood trauma or their bad experience. And then they carry that all through their lives. And it's like, you don't want to get help. You don't want to talk about it. And it's like, no, a lot of people don't want to get help. They don't want to get healed because being broken gets them more attention. They get more attention when they're broken and hurt, and they can cry about it and get the attention that they need. Because if you're completely healed, the only time that you would probably talk about it is if you feel that you need to help someone else.
I had mentioned this to someone yesterday. I was at the hair salon, and this guy, because you know guys are always trying to talk to me, but it's just a talk because they have no fruit to bear, okay? No. So I know that it's, you know, it's nothing going on there. And when he, you know, got out the car, he smelled like a pound of fields of the field of dreams of marijuana. And I was like, oh, you stink. I'm like, that smell is horrible.
It is.
And, he says, oh, you don't smoke weed? I'm like, no, I don't smoke weed. I have a career. I don't do all that. I work. No. He says, oh, okay. And then, you know, he started talking about his trauma. I said, well, do you think that you need to talk with a therapist to help you navigate your feelings? Because, you know, he was in prison for a couple of years, and I judge no one because I have no heaven or hell to put anyone in. I meet people of all walks of life, all backgrounds. I don't judge anyone, but I know hurt and I know trauma when I hear it, because I was hurt before and I had a lot of trauma in my life. So pain recognized pain, right? And the consequence of loving someone is that you recognize that pain, but you do nothing about it. You continue to stay in the pain. You continue to stay in the sorrow until you have nothing left, not even much you. So I'm a very mindful about who I allow in my life. But when he was talking, I'm like, man, this man is hurt. And no one ever told a black man how to love. No one never told a black woman how to love. We had to figure this stuff out on our own, because everything that our ancestors possessed was stripped away. And therefore, whatever trauma that was passed on during those years was passed on to generations to generations. Why whites were inheriting wealth and love and financial stability, we were inheriting rape, sorrow, pain, trauma, dysfunction. And somewhere a light must come on, and those consequences must be ended. It has to stop, because when a woman loves, you know, we love completely and freely. We will give a man that is small in stature, and you know where I'm going with this. We're willing to work with the small stature. We're willing to work with, even though you're not too easy on the eye. But if we feel something and we see the potential of good in you, we're willing to work with you and stay with you. But unfortunately, those same men that you're willing to do all that for thinks, oh, okay, well, she's willing to do this, then somebody else is going to be willing to do that.
Right, right.
And so the cycle continues.
Because people look at potential, and depending on where you are in your life, you can't wait on potential. You know, because some of these men, they'll talk a good game. Oh, I have plans to do this. I have plans to do that. Oh, I want to start a business. I want to do this and I want to do that. But then you're not producing no fruit, no action. You're not taking the steps. Okay, you want to go back to school so you can learn how to start a business. Have you even enrolled in a school? No, you're just talking all these dreams because this woman that you're with or you're trying to pursue, depending on her mindset, she may already see dollar signs like, oh, he has a plan. And of course, everybody has a plan. But what are you actually doing about it? Are you taking the initiative? So we can't say, OK, well, we want to remarry again. I'm going to stick with this guy because he is 50 years old and he's still trying to rap. And I know once he gets discovered, and I'll just be on the corner with him passing out these mixtapes because he does have potential. But at the same time, sis, what are you doing? You're going to wait on him, you know, 50 years old and trying to pursue a rap, career. That doesn't balance to me. You know how we balance at the end of the month? That ain't balancing, sis. The math ain't mathing on that.
No, it does not.
It ain't mathing. It's not mathing, sis. I can't go with potential, sir. Let me see your bottom line now. Let me see your liability and your assets now. Mm-hmm. Are you're going to be a liability in my life, but you're not a good liability because I'm not getting anything that I'm putting money on.
There is no benefits coming from me. It.
Right. No, what is the rate of return on my investment?
Not a damn thing. You know, exactly. Speaking of rap, did I tell you? I kid you not. This guy, because I don't know why everyone feel that they just gotta, you know, try to impress me. I am not. You don't have to impress me. Just be yourself.
Right.
This guy
right.
said, Nisha, I would like for you to be in my video. You know, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking that a video may be like a business proposal, you know, because, you know, you're in your 50s. And he says, yeah, my rap album coming out in May. I got Big Pokey on it. And I thought Big Pokey is a rapper. And you said, I said, Big Pokey. I said, what? I said, excuse me. I said, sir, I am 44 years old. You don't look 44. You don't look 40. Listen, I am not gonna be in a 45-year-old grown woman with three mm-hmm. children and a dog, Sparkle.
Right.
Up in a damn rap video. One, I can't dance. I have two damn left feet. So you asked the wrong person. I said, black man, I said, I'm not being funny or facetious, but I think you need to go on and get you a CDL. He said, you know what? My brother be trying to bully me into getting a CDL. Your brother is trying to help you with garner some revenue so when you retire, you can have some coins coming in. Because, sir, you're 50 years old. You are not Jay-Z. You are not Nas. And you're not Method Man or Diddy.
You're not them. Get you with a trade, a long-time trade that you can do, you know, with your life.
I felt like I was being pumped. I had told my friend G and Jessica this. I had put them on the sent them the post and added them to it. I said, listen, I said, do you see this? And G with his dumb ass said, he wants to put you in his video. He's 50. He trying to put you in a video. What am I going to be doing in a 44-year-old woman? What am I going to be doing in a video?
Girl, he will have a role for you to play. He will think of something. You just be one of those. You know how they just have the women all dressed up, you know, looking real good, just standing at the bar. You know, or standing by a luxury car or something like that. Oh, he'll find something for you to do.
Not in this lifetime. I told him not in this lifetime at all. Yeah, you know, Yeah, I want to check you out. No, you can't take me out. You're a 50-year-old rapper. You need to you not Method Man. You not him. So you can't take me nowhere.
Right.
What? And I just shook my head. I'm like, and immediately I went into prayer and I said, God, continue to protect me and keep me covered from people who mean me no well.
Mm-hmm. You have because
it's very, it's very important. I can't reiterate that enough with young women and young men. Ask God to protect you and show you who mm-hmm. people are. Because people will come in, they're like a chameleon air. You know, they're a chameleon. They will come in, you know, and you'll think it's something this way, and it's something totally different.
Yeah, they send the representative first. And that's what you believe, because, you know, you may be praying, oh, God, send me a good man. Send me a man that does this, that, and the other. And then when you auditioning for your role, because that's what it seems like, because it's like they keep women in rotation. You just don't know what number you are on the roster. So when you are auditioning for your role, you basically giving them the blueprint of everything that you like. And that's why they send their representative in the beginning, because you told him you like a man that brings flowers. You like a man that does this and does that. And he does all of that in the beginning. And then you're fooled. You're like, okay, Lord, this must be the one. This is what I prayed for. This is what I pray for. But you didn't pray for the spirit of discernment and preparation, because usually the mask comes off early.
Mm-hmm. Right in the beginning.
In the beginning, so you don't be shocked. You don't give them the blueprint of what you're looking for. Be very vague.
Very. And you tell them, you know, you listen to them. You know, I love to pick a person's brain to see exactly where they are.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I had some man leaving me a message on Messenger calling me Keisha.
Keisha?
He said, Keisha, I'm not no stalker, Keisha, but I've been watching your pictures and you're a very beautiful woman, Keisha. I said, you can't even much get my damn name right.
If you don't get out my inbox, sir, please look, get somebody else to do it.
I say that when we are going through this, God is preparing us for what we really are about to get, a good man, because you gotta go through these toes to get to what you need to get to. Toes, and toes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got it, the three T's, toes like the tollway, toes mm-hmm. like you got it, the kissing the toad, you know, the little frog, and then mm-hmm. the toad story. You can sit down and you can tell a group of women on how you went through all this to see where you are now, because people see the glory, but they never understand your story.
Right. They see the end result. They see the finished product, and it's always packaged, you know, pretty and stuff, but they don't want to see the ugly duckling moments and stuff like that. The ugly cries you had behind closed doors and things you had to endure along the way. You know, they just see the end result.
Loving the wrong man. Being in love with someone half your life, only for him to every time choose someone else. Mm-hmm. No one ever understand those stories. Or being in a marriage that you loved your husband. Your husband loved you, but he didn't love you enough to be faithful.
Right. Oh, child, those are just so many stories we can always do a podcast for. But you know what I've learned, Nisha? Sometimes when he doesn't choose you, that's a blessing too.
Amen.
Because sometimes the woman that got away is the woman that won. It's not always the woman who stays. And they ridicule, aha, I got him now. sis, you got my headache. You just don't know what all you dealing with, honey. He didn't choose me, and I'm happy about that. Trust me, when I didn't get picked, I learned to be happy. In the beginning, it may hurt like, well, I know I'm a good woman. You know, I could do this. I can do that. And this and that, but I'm just not what he wants. And you got to learn to be okay with that because you don't know what God is saving you from.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what you deserve. He knows what your desires of your heart, you know, are. And he's protecting you. So when he don't choose you, rejoice. Because I guarantee you that other woman, I guarantee you she might be catching hell. You don't see it. You don't see it because they're not going to talk about the bad stuff. They're going to always show the good stuff where they're being wined and dined and flowers and candy and
all kinds of stuff
like that. But behind closed doors, I mean, he could be, you know, putting her down. It could be domestic violence. It could be physical altercations. I mean, it could be so much. But you only hear the bad things when it doesn't work out. When your time is up, that's when all the bad stuff comes out. Because you wanted to have this life that you wanted to show on social media so you can convince others you got it like that.
And you really don't.
And you really don't. Because you can't even be true to yourself, sister. Be true to yourself. Be good to yourself first. Always. Always. And sometimes what God takes away is a blessing.
A true blessing. And that's why I tell people, when you see me out, I'm by myself. I go to concerts by myself. Yeah. I go to plays. I go to the restaurants. I do all this by myself.
Me too.
Exactly. So when a man sees me, if she's doing this all by herself, I need to step up my game.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what else can you do that's going to impress me? You got to do something basically like I can't do for myself to really impress me or take the initiative and do it. But we want a man who's observant. So if I'm talking and you're watching me, you're observing things that I like. It's the small things. You see what I'm saying? Like something small for me, like I like a certain kind of candy. And if you're getting to know me or whatever, and you see me every time I got a sweet tooth, I got this particular candy or whatever, then all of a sudden one day you're like, you know what? I know Yolanda likes Reese's cups. I'ma just go and get her some Reese's cups and I'ma come by her house or go by her job and just bring her some Reese's cups. That means that you were observant. You watched. And you picked it up. You didn't have to ask. You watched and you knew that was something that I liked.
Exactly. You know me, I love coffee. And as soon as we're over with this podcast, I'm going to get my coffee. You know, I bring me
don't
a cup of coffee.
Cocktails not going to get your coffee.
I got to get my coffee this morning. You know, I love coffee. You know, Pat, if you see me drinking coffee and you want to get to know me, invite me out on a coffee date.
Right, right. Or that Starbucks gift card or something. Like, you know, you got to have your coffee on the way to work. Or you might want coffee on your lunch break.
Well, you know, sis, I don't do Starbucks. I love those that love it. But, you know, I'm simple. My coffee routine is simple. Coffee. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like McDonald's or Whataburger coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Waffle House coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I like simple stuff.
Right. Simplicity. Most women are not that complicated. You just have to be observant. Cut your radar on and find what she likes. The small things.
The small things.
Yes.
Well, my beautiful sister, I thank you so much for coming on. And dealing with this Love and Consequence series with me. Of course, we have plenty more chapters and episodes to go, and I love having you on. Is there anything you would like to tell the listening audience today about growth and maturity with mm-hmm. Love and Consequences?
Learn to Learn to create a balance in your life. If something is not serving you, or you feel like the purpose has just run out, learn to cut it off. Because once you release that negative energy, you know, just like when you stop dealing with a certain person, or you stop dealing with certain situations, notice how the blessings will come in. Because what was attached to you was just not for you. And it was creating a hindrance from you moving forward. So always evaluate the people in your life, the people in your circle, the type of men that you allow in your space, whether they're already there and they're no longer serving you purpose or whatever. It's time to reevaluate, time to move the furniture, time to either move them out, give them a disconnection notice. You have to know when to serve people that no longer serve you a purpose, and you have to learn to just be good to yourself. You have to.
Amen.
And I thank you so much for inviting me on your podcast today. It's always a pleasure when you have me on the show, and you know I'm always available and ready whenever you need me. Whenever you have a topic, you're like, Yolanda, I need you.
I need you on. I need you on. I need you on. Exactly. Well, I thank you all. May you all be blessed going in. May you all be blessed going out. My motto, as I always tell everyone, always be unapologetically dope, meaning be authentic. Be who you are. Don't put on any airs, man. The right people will align with you. The right people will always look out for you. The right people will stand in when you can't stand in. So thank you, my
Amen.
sister.
You are so
Amen.
welcome. You are so welcome, and happy Resurrection Sunday to you and your
Thank
family, and
you.
enjoy your oxtails.
Thank you, sis. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Blessings. Love you. Bye.